latest team news from clubcall.com. These are Saturday's Manchester City headlines, and reports on Saturday claim that City are becoming increasingly frustrated with Tottenham Hotspur's insistence on receiving £50 million for right-back target Kyle Walker. Well, Spurs have a battle on their hands. Certainly, Manchester City will not give up on Walker easily. The Daily Mail suggests City are looking to get the 27-year-old for £40 million. However, Daniel Levy, the Spurs chairman, and his club are holding out for £50 million. Walker has a contract until the end of 2020-21. And the Spurs board are not willing to let the England international go cheaper than they should. Rumours are that Spurs are already planning for Walker's exit, though, by handing Kieran Trippier a new five-year deal. Mauricio Pochettino used both players in rotation at right-back last season. Former City star Trippier coming on leaps and bounds and now earning his first England cap. However, if the clubs can't come to an agreement this summer with Dani Alves on the market, it's thought that City will sign Alves and then go back for Walker next summer. Elsewhere, and one report in the Times on Saturday claims Paris Saint-Germain are preparing a £60 million plus bid to sign Sergio Aguero. The French giants believe the Argentina forward is ready to move because of difficulties in his relationship with Pep Guardiola since Gabriel Jesus came into the club in January. Guardiola has insisted Aguero will remain at the Etihad Stadium next season, but the player has been somewhat more ambivalent. That was the words of the Times. Meanwhile, City hope to raise around £150 million by offloading their unwanted players in the next few weeks. Guardiola is tipped to spend close to £250 million this summer. But City sources state the club are also looking to hold on for permanent fees for a number of their own players rather than sanctioning loans. That means that the likes of Eliaquim Mangala, who's been holding talks with Lyon, and Leicester City, who are out in the queue for Kelechi Iheanacho, will have to stump up firm fees.